This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report, U.S. Protests by the Numbers. New York Times print edition featured a two-page spread overlaying the map of the United States and a special Black Lives Matter section. Across the map were the names of the 2,000 cities and towns where there had been protests in a recent two-week period against racism and police brutality. This was a powerful expression of the surge of Americans confronting this persistent disease in our country and demanding change. Wow. As impressive as the map work was, I was more intrigued about who or what was doing the counting. The small print said, Count Love. Okay, I'm game. Let's look under the hood. Count Love turns out to be a website protest tracker working only in the U.S. Creators are clear about their motivation, relief from the election. They're more measured, saying, We are Tommy Leung and Nathan Perkins, engineers and scientists with a keen interest in civic responsibility and public policy. We started Count Love and Catharsis in 2016, and we continue active development during our free time. We met during overlapping stints at MIT while working on our master's in technology and policy. Good for them and for all of us. Whenever you might feel we are somehow sucking all this oppression down, you can click on the statistic link and bam, find that since January 20th, 2017, we've learned about 19,326 protests with over 12,533,319 attendees, individuals demonstrating for inclusion, human rights, and the environment. Our fellow traveling brothers, Tommy and Nathan, don't gild the lily on the numbers as the president is wont to do. Their rules for counting the love are pretty rigorous. They use a crawl algorithm to scour newspapers and television news. They don't count fluff. They round down on generalities. About a dozen they record as 10. Dozens they record as 20. Hundreds they list only as 100. The rookie organizers attempt to count children as part of the crowd. Can't make it past these guys. Not only are they conservative in the counting house, but they also leave the windows wide open so that anyone can see what they're doing. They encourage people to use their numbers. They link you to explanations more MIT than me and you, but that's okay too. Although transparent, some of their site is clunky. Open the homepage and you find yourself looking at a random district in some state like Washington or California. I'm not sure why that is, but it's offset by some good overall graphic representations and categorization of protests that not only include civil rights and the environment, but also collective bargaining, i.e. union work, and legislative protest. They're missing community action, but that can be fixed. Maybe the best thing about their effort here is that they also have an anonymous way that you can submit your own protest to the mix and have it become part of the data. I like that. It's not the same as front page news, but I like the fact that your action is part of the collective force for change more than simply a picture on Facebook. Good work, guys. Sending some love over to the Count Love crew. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.